Yedei Torah Marsha Chof Talit Edel Tavshin Pei Gimel Rabbi Yehuda Mamestein.
So Erev Yontif is also Yontif. So tomorrow is the Yontif anniversary, the 20th year of Start Your Day. Tremendously makir tov to Menachem David for making this happen. Discuss to be a part of it, something I greatly appreciate. And it's the first day of Slichus. First day of Slichus and anniversary. Rosh Hashanah, I don't know how many people have thought of this. Rosh Hashanah says, Eichlin v'shoysin u'smeichin b'Rosh Hashanah. Smeichin. Really? Smeichin b'Rosh Hashanah. Eichlin v'shoysin u'smeichin b'Rosh Hashanah. Simcha. What's the smeichin b'Rosh Hashanah? So Rav Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are very fortunate because Ma Mikvah Matayas HaTmeim Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matayas Yisrael. A mikvah is Matayas HaTmeim. A Tomei person walks into a mikvah, a few seconds later he comes out of the water, he's tor. What's he done? Did he do tshuva? No, it's because it's a guf. We're talking about the guf being toher, the guf being tomei. You put a keli inside the mikveh, and the keli hasn't changed in any way. It's exactly the same keli, but entirely different. Now it's toher. So somehow or other, the tara of Klal Yisrael is like the mikveh. Ma mikveh matayas hatmei, ma fekadosh baruch hu matayas Yisrael. The opportunity of tshuva is such an incredible opportunity. So mitzad echad, we have the Medrash. The Medrash says, Vayechrad Yitzchak Charod Gdoy Lad Ma'oid. So the Medrash said in Medrash Rabbah, when Yitzchak Avinu discovered that Yaakov is Yaakov and not Esav, so he says it was Charod Gdoy, he was terrified. Absolutely terrified. Charod Gdoy Ad Ma'oid. But only Ad Ma'oid. It wasn't Ma'oid. When was Ma'oid? When he was Agab Mizbeach, as I should medrash. When Yitzchok was Agab Mizbeach, Pshas HaKedah, that's when he was really scared. That was even more frightened than he was when he discovered that he's been tricked and that the person he gave the brachas to was not Esau, it was Yaakov. But Ma'oid is even more. Ad Ma'oid means Ad only, Ad Lo'ed B'chal. Ad Ma'oid. That's how the Medrash learns it. Or Rabbi Chama ben Chanina. But Ma'oid was the it was because it was not as much as the Charod HaShachor L'Agav Mizbeach. So the Darkei Musa has an incredible pshat in this medrash, which he says is negeh to Rosh Hashanah. This medrash is really a Rosh Hashanah medrash. Even if none of you have ever thought of the shaykhs between Yitzchok, Chayetz, Charod Gdoyla, and he says, you know why? Yitzchok Abnegam Mizbech was frightened because he knew that in a very short time he's going to be in the next world. And he's going to have to give din in front of HaKadosh Baruch. And Yitzchok's frightened of that. Now, what's Yitzchok done wrong? Now, what haveres has he ever done? Has Yitzchok ever done anything bad? Yitzchok is Yitzchok Avinu. But he had, this was the biggest panic of all. So he says, similar to the Gemara in Brochus, we're all very familiar, I think, with the Gemara in Brochus, Chof Ches, where it tells us about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It says, Shechol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not well, Nichasu Talmidov Levakroi, his Talmidim came to visit him. As soon as he saw his Talmidim, he began to cry. Omar Talmidov, so the Talmidim said to him, Ne Yisroel, Amata Yimini, Patisha Chozog, Neimata Boiche, why are you crying? What are you going to cry about? Omalahem, so he said to them, Iluf Neimelech Bosavdomo Yimlichen Oisi, if they would take me in front of a human king, Shayyim Khan Amocha Bekeva, today he's here, the next day he's going to be in the grave. Shimkoya Salayan, if he gets angry with me, En Kasa Kas Oilom, his anger is not eternal. Vimoisrani ain't his serious oilom. If he locks me up, it's not forever. Vimisaini ain't his sosimisas oilom. Even if he kills me, I'm not dead forever. I'm only dead until I go to Oilom Abo. Van Yochalafaisi Bidvorim. And if he's a human king, I might be able to be Mephias him, to calm him down. Roshachti Mamomar, I might be able to bribe him with money. Afal became Yisiboicha, I would still cry. Va'achshav now shemelichim oisim from the Melech Malchim Nachkodesh Baruch Hu shuchai v'kayim lo'il lo'im elomim shemkoy salai kasa kasa oilom misani yisus oilom miseni misos misas oilom ve'ein yoch lefai siv dvorim ve'lo yishachtim moment ve'lo yoid ala shiyesh lefonai shnei drochim achas shal ganeidin ve'ach shal gehenem ve'ein yedeh be'ezim melichim oisi ve'lo yevke. I shouldn't cry. Rhetorically, he asks this rhetorical question of Leyevka. So Darki Musa says, really, every single person before Rosh Hashanah has a Yochanan ben Zakkai's reason to be nervous, to panic, because what are we talking about? We're talking about Yom HaDin, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. So, like, what's the Eitzah? As I thought today I should share with you some discoveries. Discoveries of a Pesach Tikva, of Mahalach, which no one talks about. No one talks about these Mahalachim. Everybody's told you probably about the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, you learned it yourself. The Gemara says, Kalamav Amdois and Mavirin Lo Kol Pshov. So that one is like, you can get all your avarice wiped out, a million avarice wiped out with just one thing, ma'av ha-medoisav. You overcome your bad feelings towards one person, you ma'av ha-medoisav. It's much, much easier to talk about than to do. Difficult to do. When you're really upset with somebody, they really hurt you so badly, and you like, overcome your feelings. Still, Rav Dessler says it's not so hard. Rav Dessler gives them a moshel, he says, it's a very nice moshel he gives in Chelik Dal Nechum Elio. He says, once upon a time, a man came along to a big gvir, and he wants the big gvir to give him money to help him. He needs a lot of money. So he says to him, Rabid, you know, you're a billionaire. You've got tons of money. Could you please give me a check for £10,000? So the Yid says to him, I hear you. Tzora is a terrible tzora, and you need money. Of course I'll help you. Normally, somebody would come to me, I'd give him £18, maybe even 36. Ulai ve'efsha, maybe I'll give £100. But you've told me for the last half hour, your whole drosha, about how bad your matzav is, I feel really sorry for you, I'm going to give you £1,000, which I never give to anyone. So he expects this yid who's receiving the money from him to be very grateful. But instead, the man yells at him and screams at him, for you, £10,000 is 5p, it's nothing for you. Why can't you give me the money that I want? It won't do you any harm, you won't even notice it's missing. Give me what I want £10,000. So the Oni is very, very upset, and the Osha is very upset, and he's belated, he's so angry with him, He says, there's always another side to the story. If the Oni thought to himself, you know this man, he is Taka very rich, but if he gave everybody £10,000, he wouldn't have anything left. He'd have nothing left. He can't do it. You have kindness on him. You can't have kindness on him. And the rich man should think about the poor man. He should think, you know, this poor man. He's lowly and he's absolutely desperate. He's desperate for money. He can't cope. And he sees you and he knows you're a Gvir Adir. And he's asking you for a certain sum and you won't give it to him. You give him a tenth of it. So he's very upset. He's full of kindness on you. So he says, Ma'aval Medoisav. Ma'aval Medoisav comes from trying to discover the other person's tzad. You know, whoever has done anything to anyone, he's got his side as well. He's also got his side. Everyone's got I don't understand his side. It doesn't make any sense to me. He's got his side as well. But Ma'avam Lois and Ma'avam Kavshob is a very, very difficult thing. So I discovered a Gemara in Brochus. A Gemara in Brochus, Daf Yud Beis, which gives us all a Mahalach. Everyone here has got an Eitzah, but the Yidei Madin, to get forgiveness for all their Averus. It's Mashem this Gemara, even without Tshuva. Even without Tshuva, to get forgiveness for all your Averus. How do you do it? What's the magic trick? Brochus Yud Beis Amud Beis. V'omar Rabba Bachina Saba Mishmei Derav. Kol Ha'oisa Dvar Avera. Anybody who does a single Avera or Mizbayish boy, and he's embarrassed about this particular chet, Moichlin Loi al Kol Avoinoisov. You hear the Chiddush? Incredible Chiddush. Al Kol Avoinoisov. There was one Avera which he was embarrassed about. What does embarrassment mean? Embarrassment means, I said, you know, how could I do it? How could I do such a thing? So all that's needed for Mechila al Kol Avoinoisov is Mizbayish boy. What does the Mizbayish boy really mean? So if Desta in Mechila Meliyoch brings this Gemara, I think it's the end of Chelek Aleph. He's got a whole section there. Nobody looks at this part of Mechila Meliyoch because they think that Yom Tovim is all in Chelek Beis. So they don't bother looking there. But it's all in Yom Kippur, for pages and pages about Yom Kippur and Kapora. He brings this Gemara, where the Gemara discusses it, B'yochid, B'yotzivu, it's with both. But he says, Mizbayish boy means Mizbayish in front of the Rebbein Shalem. That we think, HaKadosh Baruch, you are Melech Malchei Amlochim, you run the world, it's your world, and I didn't listen to you, you created me, and everything I've got is only from you, and I haven't got anything by myself, nothing, anything I've done, I haven't done myself, it's your help. And he's Mizbayish, but even the one chet, then there's achno, then there's humility. If there's humility, if a person's really has a drop of anova, just a drop of humility, just admitting that there's such a busha, then mission says novas, busha is part of Gan Eden. Everything's okay. Moichna kavi noisov. So that's, I think it's in Moed HaKapesach Tikva. I want to give you something else, which I saw in Talmud Avayra, which I feel is phenomenal, and then something, a Chiddush Nifla from Tzodok. Tzodok's Chiddush is about Kashrin Kalim. And you see the Shaychas to Tshuva, unbelievable Pshat, which is Moed HaKapesach Tikva, especially for our generation. So let's start with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Yudzayin on the base, says the following, everyone asks the Kasha, it says, if not for the Torah writing these words, they could never possibly be said. This teaches us, so to speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu covered himself up, put on a talis, like a Shliach Tzibah, wrapped himself in the talis. He said to Moshe, whenever the Yidden do Averus, let them do in front of me like this Seder, and I'll forgive them. Hashem, Hashem, and you came Shiach to Adam, and you rach Shiach to Adam, Yasset Shuva. Hey, Rach and Mechanan, and Rehuda, Bris, Kerusa, Liyugim, Amidus, Sheinun, Choizos, Reikom. It's a guarantee. And actually here the Haggah on Tosfos says a phenomenal thing. It says one of the midas which you mention in the Yudgim Midas Hashem Hashem Kirachim Chanun is Chanun. What is Chanun? So he says here in the Haggah on Tosfos, Chanun is a midah which requires response. He says, Chanun hu shechoinin be'eis hadchak, ligoil hatsoyeik. Umidizu kaviyochel, shebal koyach, yeshloi lochoin al hatsoyeik. The bal koyach, the one with the power, has to favor the person who's crying out to him. Af shaloi kadin, even though the person who's crying, is totally in the wrong, has no right to complain, has no right to ask for anything. V'shamati ki chanun oni, it says v'hoi ki yitzak elai v'shamati chanun oni ki lo ima. Avo v'shamidin bo avoid liotcho. Even though this person who lent money, he has now taken a pledge, he's taken a security, he's got this guarantee, he's taken the guy's gold watch, and it's biyot, he's allowed to have it. Ki lo biso lo v'moisecho. Avo b'kein shiven roi, give it back to the poor man. Why? Ki im yitzak elai, because if the poor man cries out to Hashem, hamidi kach, she'esh matzakosai, I'm going to listen to the crying of the poor man. Lefi shechanun ani, Hashem says he is chanun. Ve'eini yochel liris bo'onyoi. And I can't see his suffering. It's a merdeka midah. The midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chanun. Chanun means that when you daven and you ask the Rebbein Shloim, because you're mischanun lefonov, one of his yugim midas is chanun. But there's a kasha, Rashi's Chochma asked, and remember Ratzio once said this over, this I heard it many years ago, in the Shiva, in the Rashi's Chochma. Ratzio said this over from Rashi's Chochma. Rashi's Chochma asked the kasha, how could it possibly be there's a bris kruso? We know many times he didn't have davened and they said you give him a midas and nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. So what about this bris kruso? It's a promise. Ein chayz reikom. So Rishis Chochma answers because it doesn't say that you say you'd give him a midas. It says in Yasu lefonai kasei dazeh, you've got to do the you'd give him a midas. Saying it is insufficient. It's not enough. So what does it mean to do you'd give him a midas? See, our Torah is very Perek Aleph. Look at the Torah is very Perek Aleph. It's a phenomenal pshat. I want to be most of my own chiddush in it, but it's the midah is lehechzik la'ad apoy. It says zumid acheres shafilu ha'odam machzik b'chet ein hakadosh baruch hu machzik af. V'im yachzik lo'ilad elevatel kasa afilu shelo yoshev ha'odam. Even if the person does not do tshuva, Hashem stops his anger towards that person. And he brings a ray from Meirovam ben Yoya shechzek l'shpoch v'li Yisrael v'heim oyoyiv gavay gezora v'richem aleim v'lo yishavu. They did not do tshuva. Imkein lo morichem. So why was there b'yin shemrachem on them? B'shvil midazu shele hechzek l'ad apoy. Adrab machlish apoy im yoyisha adayin ached kayim einay manish. Ela metzape o morachem ula yishuvu. V'haynu loylo netzach yoriv loylo im yitzah posim tilim kufgim. Yishbochu misnayik barakus of the kashas hakakevus Yisrael. Yishbochu is soft. Bezumidru lord misnayik b'chaver. He says a person should behave this way towards his friends, towards his associates, his colleagues, his wife, his kids, his family. Afilu shu roshay lo yichach b'yisur mischaver es bonov ve'misyasim loim nezayar b'tichachte v'layachzik kas afilu shukas alivatlena v'layachzik ladapri. And then he carries on the following. He says the Gemara says in Psochim, on the Pasuk Yisirach HaMoseh and Charovitzach Masoi, you saw your enemy's donkey struggling with a burden, you've got your Oyev as well, and you dafka meant to help the enemy. And so the Gemara says, what is this sinner? How are you allowed to hate this person? Shiroi soiv aveiru yochid, ein yochel hoid, v'soi noi saldv aveiru. The only reason you hate is nothing personal at all. He's done an aveiru, that's why you hate him. And nevertheless, the Torah says, "Ozev tazav imoy, shvoik yasta b'libach." Leave away, leave that thing which is in your heart, all your tainus against him. And the mitzvah, the karavos of ava, ula yoyel b'derech zeh, v'hayinu mamish midazul lehechzik lad apoy. So I thought maybe that fits in with Loshna Gemara. Gemara says he should help the soiner because k'dei lokuf his yitzroi. I think k'dei lokuf his yitzroi means so that person become a bal tshuva. Because when you do kindness to people, they change. This person's a Baal Avera. That's why I'm allowed to hate him. I hate him so much because he's a Baal Aveira. But if you're kind to him, ulai, maybe it will help. Ulai yoyel b'derech zeh, the karavos of Abba. So I was thinking, the Rebbein Shem keeps the Torah. Rebbein Shem gave us Yud-Gimel Midas. He told us about his Yud-Gimel Midas. So he'll be like this with us as well. He'll do kindness to us when we don't deserve it. So we have to know that, yes, there's a Midas Hadin, and yes, the Amos Hadin is the biggest protection for Rosh Hashanah. But there's the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnayed with Yud-Gimel Midas. And if we act this way, then we automatically bring that upon ourselves. If we try and treat other people as they don't deserve, to be kind to them when they don't deserve kindness. And then I want to share with you Reb Tzadok. And this Reb Tzadok's Moedik. Tzadok in Tzidkas HaTzadik says that when people do, it's in Reish Samach Beis, Tzidkas Reish Samach Beis. He says the geshmak, the enjoyment, the pleasure a person has when he does a mitzvah is already a chelik of the schar mitzvah which a person's going to get in the future. But he doesn't lose anything from it. On the contrary, hagoshas oinig la'odim shis anig be'inug v'anoas chaveiroi u'mashim ha'an la'chaveiroi. Let's just say somebody's doing chesed. And they're so happy that they were able to help somebody. I still remember once upon a time, it happened years and years ago, a man came to me in the middle of the winter and it was freezing cold. I didn't know who it was at all. And he was collecting money, didn't have a coat. So my wife said to me, you know, you've got a winter coat, which you're not wearing. You've got a new one, and there's an old one you've still got in the cupboard. Maybe it'll fit him. So remember, I gave him the coat. He was so happy. It was freezing. It was bitterly, bitterly cold outside. And he took my coat. I didn't need the coat. The coat was just lying in the cupboard. It was going to be taken to Bamberger's. You know, it wasn't going to stay there. And this Yid, he's covered by Yisrael, he's freezing cold, he's got no coat to wear. The hanor that you have when you give somebody else hanor is no neroes. So he says, V'oinig zem mitzvah hu peris oylem azem etzem atayna go'osid. V'agam de'en lo yizdamas klal peris talmud Torah she'oinig ruchni, the geshmak of learning and a shir and being ma'ayah, being mechadish something, isn't tzadveikas b'ashem atayrosoi, and that's why talmud Torah is connected kulam. But there's always an oinig for a person in mitzvahs, and that's a part of the dveikus b'Hashem. And then he says, "Va'atayinuk sheyesh la'odim ba'olam hazeh min averus, harei nefesh nezoinis midvar issa." The nefesh gets mozen from the avera. So dino k'chol dovash nivla by issa. Valzehu eish to gehenim lelabin lehaflid kol mashnivla. He needs kashering a keli which has become treif. You have to kasher the keli. So the eish to gehenim is melabin maflid kol mashnivla. It pushes out all the blias. And how did they come in? They came through the oinig. V'chein yisurin doel mazeh, and all the difficulties lelein that people have in this world, which are also a tsar to kasher plitosoi v'hagolosoi. It's the hagolo. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, that there are difficulties, Rahman al-Salam, in this world, which are a kasher, which are to kasher the keli, to kasher the person from his aveira, which he had anor b'shas aveira. Then he says, but we know that there are mitzvahs which we do with krirus. We do them cold, we have a cold mitzvah. Maybe your slichus wasn't soaked with tears this morning. Maybe a person did aveiras and he didn't have such a geshmak in the Avira. We live in a cold generation. This is the Ice Age. We live in the Ice Age today. This is the Ice Age. So I think it holds because of Malchus Edom, because it's just before Mashiach comes. So we're in the Ice Age. This is Mamash Ice Age. It's cold. So the mitzvahs are cold, the Avira's are also cold. So to Tzodok, if the Avira's are cold, what happens in the kitchen when your wife makes a mistake? She puts something in the wrong place. Oh, it's cold, you just need to wash it. So, Tzodok, it's the same thing with Averis as well. If the Averis wasn't done with the whole fire, with the whole burning cheshik and geshmak, die ba'adoch ha'mayim. It's enough, just washing it. Da'ayinu achnosas chiyas naf shel oil Torah mitzvahs, me'ato. Va'al yidei zeh neducho mimeile mitzvahs ha'issa. And through that, it's automatically kashered. So you don't need the kashering in the boiling hot keli, you don't need the chalil of the gehenim or the yisurin of the very, very difficult life, but it's going to have it just hadocha ba'alma. So I think, you know, in our day, and his example is a phenomenal example. He says, what Avera is called an Avera, which is cold, which doesn't need Yisurin, which doesn't need the Gehenna, which doesn't need the fire, the Avera of Prikas oil. Prikas oil, he says, I can't be bothered. Why is he not keeping the mitzvah? He can't be bothered. That's so novel. It's so widespread. It's a normal thing. So I can't be bothered. It's not that he's mamish. He's not rebelling against the Rebbeinu Shloim. He's not doing it with a fire. He doesn't need the hagolah. He doesn't need the kashering. It's hadoch of alma. So I thought in our day, it's good for us to know, because it's the ice age, because it's so cold, and taki, it's hard for us to be excited in mitzvahs, and it's hard for us to have a gvaltig shmak in limud haTorah. It's hard for us to. But we also don't do Averis the old way. They used to do Averis with the Ganze Bren. So they needed the. They didn't. It's a different sort of Averis. Then I want to carry on the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Zayin Hilchos Teshuva is phenomenal. The Rambam Perek Zayin Hilchos Teshuva, many people haven't looked at this Rambam. The Rambam says, Dov Borom Oid. He says, people think Teshuva is just for Chatoim. It's for Gezel, it's for Arroyas, it's for Gneva, it's for doing something terrible. He says, no, Tshuva is also for Kas. Tshuva is for Sinna. Tshuva is for Eva. Tshuva is for Kinna. And one has to Tshuva for all those things as well to be about Tshuva. And I found this Rambam big chiddush, because I thought Kinna was just a bad midah. I didn't say Mamash Avera. Zeshlin Rambam. Kaas is Navera. Kina is Navera. Sinna is Navera. Eva is Navera. We don't have Tshuva to them. And then he says, by anybody who does Tshuva, Tshuva Kedaboy, you know what happens? If a person does Tshuva for any of these things, the Baal Tshuva's got a Maila, the Tsoyek Venena Miyad. Anyone is about Tshuva, he davens and Eibshah answers him immediately. Because it says, Termikro Vaniyana. Oidem Medar Vaniyeshmo. So all we need to do is become Bali Tshuva. Become a Bali Tshuva. We think to ourselves, Yochem Zakkai was mefachet. Yochem Zakkai was nervous. Why? If they me? Who am I going to... We're talking about Yochem Zakkai. And we're all going in front of Eibshah this Shabbos morning. And we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're scared. We're nervous. We say, "Mi yechia, mi yomus, mi bekitzer, mi bloy bekitzer." We're petrified. But what does that show? It shows, like it says there in the Gemara, in Brochas Yud Beis on the base, Mizbaish. We're embarrassed. And there you have this Havtocha. Kol oisa aveiro mizbayish boi, even the one chet, moichlin loy al kol avoinoisov. He gets forgiven for every single thing. Everything. So even though you have this medrash, vayechor Yitzchok charod gdoila ad ma'oid, and there's a bigger charod than Yitzchok had b'shas hakeda. But we have something. We have a mahalach. We said this morning in Slichas that Yitzchok, the ayil was nishkat, v'nekat mura ayil, g'noy no gizav, b'zak and boid loyil, b'shmoyel arina v'la tefila. So you know what he's saying over here? He's saying, you know, we've got shaychas akedis Yitzchok as well. Because we also meis nefesh. We also give things up. We're willing to give up things. Somebody gives up the phone, somebody gives up the kepeda against somebody, somebody's moichel. That's also akeda. That's our akeda. We've got the right, because you should know, Rav Tzadok actually says this, the Gabba Cheta Egel, Yom Pokti Fakadati. He says, really, mentioning what special grandparents you had, or I had, or anyone else had, is a dangerous thing to do. You know why? Because then the Ebsha says, what about you? Look at you. So you say, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, our Zayd is Avraham Avinu, our Zayd is Yitzchak Avinu, our Zayd is Yaakov Avinu, Gvaltik. But what about us? So the greater your Zayd was, the more is expected of you. that he says, Yom Pokti for Kadati, that the Rangeshim specially mentions Chetu Egel, so it shouldn't be such big times on Klal Yisrael. The Zaydis did something worse. They did the Egel. Yom Pokti for Kadati. They did something much worse. They did the Egel. Yom Pokti for Kadati. So they're saying, this Bezakim Boid Loim, we daven this morning, we beg the Eivishta, remember Akedas Yitzchok. You know why? Because we also do Akedas Yitzchok. That in our doy, which is so porous and so low and so full of kol tumah v'tumah, and you have to start your day on every single morning, thanks to Nachum David. And you have 20 years, and you have so much chesed, and so much Torah, and so much more Torah than Klal Yisrael has ever, ever had in its whole existence. More kolim than ever. More tzedakah than ever, more chasodim than ever. You say, Beinstein, this Rosh Hashanah, we've got big pechlich to take with us. We've got tons of baggage to take with. Good baggage, not the bad baggage. Good baggage. The baggage to take with a bunch of. Look what we've got! We've got start your day. Look what we've got. We've got chasodim, we've got mitzvahs, we've got the unbelievable tefillah. You know, I still remember, everyone here remembers probably as well, not that long ago, the last minyan for Maariv, what time was it in the winter? That's right. And now, 12 o'clock. What's the pshat? Achshador. We come to this Rosh Hashanah and we beg the Rebbein Shloilom, we say the Rebbein Shloilom, look, see where we come from, see the 2,000 years of Golos, and see our Cheshiv Torah Mitzvah, see our Elochkeit, see our Yerushmayim, see how we have Pachad, and we have Emes Hadin, even at Hayoyim, and yes, it's a Doyer of Kriros, it's a cold generation, it's ice generation, it's the ice age, but still, there's still Cheshiv, there's still desire, there's still wanting, it's Kavosh Hashem, Moichna Kavosh, because Ois Haverim is Vayishboi. And this should be Shnas Mashiach, Shnas Geula, only B'Sirus Tovus, Bez Hashem. Amen.